Mr. Ross, good morning. Let's open our Bible to the Book of Colossians. Book of Colossians, chapter 4. And we will read verse 2 to verse 4. And then we will pray. Colossians, chapter 4, verse 2 to 4. Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving, without praying also for us, that God would open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we come before in the name of Jesus. Thank you for this wonderful time you give us, about to come and worship you, Lord, and to adore you. We invite the Holy Spirit in the midst of us, come walk in the rows and touch each and every one of us. Oh Lord, do your work today in our lives. In the name of Jesus, convict us of our sins, speak to us of what we need to do, direct us in the way of righteousness according to the good plans that you have for each and every one of us, and for your church and for your people. Let's come now to God. Let's give him thanks for all the good things that he gives us, the things that he provides for us. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master. Thank you for our families, our children. Thank you for the provision. Thank you for all what you need. We need that you have provided for us. We thank you, Lord, for your word, for the salvation that we have in Jesus. We thank you for the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. We thank you for the gift of prayers. We thank you for sending your word always to us on time to lead us. Thank you for deliverance, healing, protection, and guidance, and the provision that you always establish on us. Let's come now to God and let us confess our sins, our wrongdoing that we have done against him in the last few days or week or the days before. The word of God tells us, as we confess our sin, he is faithful and just. He will forgive us and he will purify us from all unrighteousness. Yes, Lord, as we confess, purify us, heal us, restore us back to you in the name of Jesus. Take all the work of the flesh, confess all this wrongdoing that you have, surrender your life and your will to him. Yes, O God, cleanse your church. Cleanse your people, O Lord, from all unrighteousness, from sin. In the name of Jesus. Let's now come to God and ask him our need. Jesus said, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, I will give you rest. Let's come to God and let us give him our burden. Cast all your burden unto him because he cares for you. Small needs or big needs, God will be able to provide for you all your needs in the name of Jesus. Yes, O God. Answer the prayers of your people, comfort them, give them what they need according to your will and according to your perfect time. Bless each and every family and members as we pray, anoint our prayers and direct us with the Holy Spirit of what we need to pray for. Thank you, Lord, for answering our prayer. Thank you, God, for your provision, for healing, for grace, for mercy. Pray now for your family, pray for your wife, pray for your husband, pray for your children, pray for your parents, pray for your siblings. Lord, your blessing upon each and every family. I pray for wisdom upon each and every husband, that he will lead the family in the fear of yours. I pray for wives, to be a meet helper for them, to help them in doing the work of yours, and they will give a great impact in the life of the family. Bless each and every parents, make them agree with your word and your will to lead their children in the way of righteousness. Lord, you make a way, O God. Pray for children to be obedient to the instruction they receive from your word, from their parents. O God, hear our prayers. Bless each and every family, provide their needs, use them to evangelize, use them to be the light for others, those who are around them to know the truth through their lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for a blessing, for strength for each and every family. Use them to plant Bible study. Use them to reach the neighborhood. Use them to evangelize. Use them to bring new souls into your kingdom. Hear our prayers, O God. Pray now for your job, your source of income, the place that you are working. Pray for your boss, pray for your company, pray for their colleagues, pray for yourself and commit yourself to work well so that you will be a good example to the people who are around you. Commit yourself to bring your tithes and offering and first fruit to God. Lord, hear our prayers. This is the places of worship, of work, and make it, O Lord, a place to preach your word there. Bless all the workers, anoint them to be a good example, to speak your word to the people around them. I pray for all this company to be blessed for the sake of your people. Prosper them so that they will give their salaries on time, they will increase their also salaries. I pray for those companies who are withholding certain salaries from their Lord employees. Bless these companies and touch them, O God, so they will pay to their employees, O God, their all pending salaries in the name of Jesus. Pray for one another. Let's pray for one another now. If we know any brother or sister who are having a problem, certain needs, certain emergency, let's pray for them. Hear our prayers, Lord. Heal, provide, strengthen, deliver, give wisdom, solve problems in the name of Jesus. Hear our prayers, O God. Guide us with your love and your mercy, Lord. Lead us, O God. Provide, Lord, solve problems. Provide needs, O God. Open doors in the name of Jesus. Let's pray now for our neighborhood. Pray for your neighbors, pray for your colleagues, pray for your also relatives, friends, your contacts, the people that you are meeting every day in your going and coming, the people that you meet in the marketplaces. Let's pray that we can evangelize, that there will be a source to be harvested from all these places that God had ordained for us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Redeemer. Hear our prayers, O God. Guide us, Lord. We pray for more evangelism in all these places. We pray that you impart your word to our relatives, our friends, our neighbors, our the rest of our contacts, that we will use all the ways for the medias, O God, that is in our hands to reach people, O God. Help us to evangelize. I pray for souls to be harvested in the name of Jesus. Let's pray now for this country, UAE, where God had placed his church, and also let's pray for other places that the church had expanded to Oman, to Kuwait, to Iraq, to India, Sri Lanka, Philippines, Australia, America, Sierra Leone, Uganda, Nigeria, Malawi, and in other places that God would lead us to expand. Let's pray for all these places. We pray, O God, that we'll have favor from you and from men to continue to serve you, O God, continue to do the work of yours, to continue to plant Bible studies and also congregations in these all these places and beyond, O God. We pray, O Lord, that you provide us all the offices needed, We trust you, Lord, that you are Jehovah Jireh, and you will provide all the offices that we need, all papers, documentations, all things that we need, O God, to do the work of yours, till you come and take us. We pray that you will provide, and we pray that you will stretch out your hand and do miracles in the name of Jesus, that people may know that you are the true God, and we are your servant, and give us boldness. Give boldness to all the families, the parents, the workers, the elders, the pastors, the evangelists, the Lord, each and every one of us, that we will do the work of yours faithfully in the name of Jesus. O God, we commit ourselves to preach your word. We commit ourselves to pray for all these nations and countries that we are separate to be saved. We commit ourselves to observe the rules and the regulations, and we will be good example to the people around us in the name of Jesus. Let's pray now for the church to expand. Let's pray for your ministry. Pray that you will continue to commit yourself to serve the Lord. Thank you, God. We commit ourselves, O God, to the service, to the ministry, O God, that you had placed us, to the church that you had placed us in, O God, to go on and serve you, Lord. We pray, O God, that every one of us that will commit ourselves to increase in the fruit of the Holy Spirit, to show the character of Jesus in our lives, I pray that every one of us will express more love, joy, peace, long-suffering, patience, perseverance. Oh Lord, I pray also, Lord, that you will express more humility, generosity, gentleness, kindness. Lord, lead us, oh God, that people will see Christ in our lives in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, also we pray that you will refill us with the Holy Ghost. Even those who have not yet baptized with the Holy Spirit, I pray for them that you will fill them with the Holy Ghost, and we will speak in tongues, we will have the gift of interpretation of tongues, message of wisdom, message of knowledge. I pray also, Lord, for gift of evangelism, gift of faith, gift of healing, gift of pastoring, teaching, exhorting, whatever gifts we need, talents and skill, we trust you, Lord. You will provide for us, Lord. And I pray, Lord, I pray for more workers to add to your church, O God. I pray, we pray, Lord, Lord, the harvests are plenty, but the workers are few. Lord, we pray that you will send workers, you will send laborers into the harvest field to work with us, to serve you, to reach the lost, O God, to evangelize, to plant new works of yours in the name of Jesus. I pray for your vision for your church to be fulfilled, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. We pray, O God, lead us and guide us and help us and strengthen us, O God, to do the work of yours. Bless all the Bible study, bless all the congregations, bless, Lord, the worship ministry, bless the church school, bless the farming ministry, bless our clinic, to help people to go into the right way of healing, to know you and to follow you, Lord. Oh God, we pray also, Lord, for the publication ministry, anointed, anoint also the translation, anoint all the languages that the church, oh God, is using to preach your word, and add to us nations, add to us languages, add to us countries, villages, cities, towns, revival upon revival. Lord, we pray that you will be glorified in our meeting, even today. We pray, anoint this worship service, O God. Anoint the songs, anoint our prayers, O God. Anoint the giving, O God. Anoint this recording. Use it, O God, to reach the rest of your body, Lord. To reach new people. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus. O God, anoint the message, your word. Let your name be magnified. Let your name be glorified. O God, we let your name be lifted up in our midst. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's all stand up. Let us worship the Lord. Amen. Lord, we thank you, Lord. Thank you for your goodness, your faithfulness unto us. Continue, Lord, to lead us, to worship you, to magnify you, to glorify you, Lord, in our midst. Yes, O God, you are able, O God. I pray for the fear of yours to fall upon all the nations, that people will behave, people will repent, people will come and praise and worship you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
My life belongs. me go. I want to spend eternity with you. And now that you're here, everything is different. Everything's so different, Lord. I know I'm not the same. My life is changed. I want to be with you. I want to be with you. I stand before you, Lord, and give you all my praise. Your love is all I need, Jesus, you're all I need. I stand because to you, you gave your life for me. Your grace is all I need, Jesus, you're all I need. Your eyes, then let me go. I want to spend eternity with you. And now that you're here, everything is different. Everything's so different, Lord. I know I'm not the same. My life will change. I want to be with you. I want to be with you. And now that you're here,
surrounded with the favor of the Lord. Always.
always and forever. I will remember your mercy and Lord, your faithfulness. Lord, your goodness and your love will follow me all the days of my life. I'm surrounded with the favor of the Lord, always and forever. Lord, your goodness and your love will follow me all the days of my life. I'm surrounded with the favor of the Lord, always and forever. Always and forever. Always and forever. Always and forever.
Yes, O God, always and forever you are with us. Always and forever we worship you and serve you, O Lord, until the last breath in our life, or until you come and take us, and until, Lord, that we meet you in the cloud, in the sky, and we hear from you, well done, my good and faithful servant. Give perseverance to your people, to us, to your church, to all your servants, to continue to serve you, O God. Thank you, Jesus.
Strength. promise I have, it nothing compares to the promise I have. Oh, nothing compares to the promise I have.
Yes, oh God, nothing compares to the promise that we have in you. We bless you, Lord. We magnify you. We adore you. Thank you, Lord, for the touch that we receive from you. Thank you for the filling of the Holy Spirit in us. Thank you for satisfying our thirst and hunger. Thank you, Lord, for the content and the peace and the joy in our hearts and soul. Lord, we pray, you know the rest of our worship and service as we sit in your presence, O God. Speak to us and guide us in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let us be seated in God's presence and let us collect our tithes and our offerings and our first fruit and bring them into the storehouse of God. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness, for all that you provided to us, for your help and your support. Thank you for all our salaries and incomes. Here we are, we bring to you our tithes and offerings and our festive fruit, O God, and we pray that you open the windows of heaven and bless your people. Bless your church. Pour out so much a blessing that we have no place to keep. And Lord, rebuke the devourer in our life. Rebuke pestilence, penalties, fines, accidents, sicknesses. Rebuke it all. And Lord, I pray that all nations around us will know we are blessed by you. Lord, I pray you anoint this amount of money and use this amount of money to reach the lost, to evangelize, and to whatever needs there shall be met. Oh God, we trust you that you are in full control in our life, and whatever situation we are passing through, we are aware, Lord, and you will help us and lead us and guide us and provide for us. This is all we ask and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Last week we spoke about the man who feared the Lord. And today we speak about how the fear of God will develop in our lives. Let's open our Bible to the book of Psalm 66, and let's read verse 1 to verse 20. Psalm 66, make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands. Sing forth the honor of his name, make his praise glorious. Say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works. Through the greatness of thy power shall thine enemies submit themselves unto thee. All the earth shall worship thee, and shall sing unto thee. They shall sing to thy name. Come and see the works of God. He is terrible in his doing toward the children of men. He turned the sea into dry land. They went through the flood on foot. There did we rejoice in him. He ruleth by his power forever. His eyes behold the nations. Let not the rebellious exalt themselves. Oh, bless our God, you people, and make the voice of his praise to be heard, which holds out, which holdeth our soul in life, and suffereth not our feet to move. For thou, O God, hast proved us, thou hast tried us as silver is tried. Thou broughtest us into the net. Thou hast tried us as silver is tried. Thou broughtest us into the net. Thou laidest affliction upon our loins. Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but thou broughtest us out into a wealthy place. I will go into thy house with burnt offerings. I will pay thee my vows, which my lips have uttered and my mouth has spoken when I was in trouble. I will offer unto thee burnt sacrifices and fatlings with the incense of rams. I will offer bullocks with goats. Come and hear, all ye that fear God, and I will declare what he hath done for my soul. I cried unto him with my mouth, and he was exalted with my tongue. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. But verily God hath heard me. He hath attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, which hath not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me. Thank you, God, for your goodness and your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for all what you are doing in our lives and what you are doing in the life of your church and people and each and every family and member of your church. We pray in the name of Jesus that you anoint my lips with word and statement and verses to encourage, to teach your people your ways and your command, to develop the fear of yours in our lives. Help us, O God. I pray for fruit, O Lord, 30, 60, 100, according to your will and according to your plan. Lord, take this recording, take the message, make it reach the rest of the part of your body. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, magnify you. This all we ask and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. This psalm is a psalm of thanksgiving, a psalm of praise, that all men, all nations should sing unto the Lord for the great things he has done, and even to us the salvation that we had received from him. Make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands, all nations, all people, everyone, to praise the Lord. He had created us. He is the one who created us. He had filled our life and mouth with the good things, and that's why we are called to make a joyful noise, to sing unto him, to praise him. Sing forth the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. We are called to sing for the honor of his name, for his honor. We honor him for his justice. We honor him for his righteousness, for his judgment, for his mercy, for his healing, for his miracle, for the great things that God has done for each and every one of us. Hallelujah. In verse 3, say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works! Through the greatness of thy power shall thine enemies submit themselves unto thee. Here the psalmist, he recognized, and he is telling the church people, he is telling everyone, he is telling the whole nations, he's saying, say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works. He recognized that the works of God are terrible work, and he's invited others to recognize this and to confess it through the Lord. The Lord, when he knew his terrible work, through his great power, is saying the second part of the verse, through the greatness of thy power shall thine enemies submit themselves unto thee. Here the Lord with his power, with the deed that he is doing, with his terrible works, he will force his enemies. He will force those against him. He will force those enemies of the church. Our enemies will submit themselves unto him by the power that he exercised on them. It says, verse 4, all the earth shall worship thee, and shall sing unto thee, they shall sing to thy name. Here, all the earth, everyone, because he exercised his power, they will recognize thee as a God, and they will worship him, and they will come to serve him, and they will come to sing, and they will come to read his word, and they will come to serve him. They recognize that this power, the thing that is moving their life, is from the Lord. In verse 5, he says, come and see the works of the God. He is terrible in his doing toward the children of men. He is here, the psalmist is inviting other people who fear God with him. He said to them, come and see the works of God. He is terrible in his doing. He is recognizing here again the works of God, that the works of God are terrible in his doing. The meaning of terrible, it can be dreadful, it can be severe, it can be terrible, it can be horrifying, it could be horrible. It could be also awful. It could be also distressful. That is the work of God. Opposite the word terrible is the word mild or pleasant or wonderful. But here the work of God is terrible here. And what is the value of this terrible work? We see the terrible works of God in typhoons, in earthquakes, in wars, in volcanoes, in pandemics. That is the drastic work of God. This is the terrible works of God, because that is the way how he executes his judgment and his power on his enemies, those who does not fear him, those who does not walk according to his will. That is how he shows himself. And that's what he say. He say, come and see the works of God. He is terrible in his doing. And also in verse 3, he say, when you are going to see these things, you know, sometimes when you see all these things, you think that is, where is God? But God is doing all these terrible things so that he will subdue you, his enemies, that they will come and submit themselves to him. And that is what God is showing here in this psalm. In verses 3, he say, come and say unto God, how terrible are thy are thou in thy works. And in verse 5, he say, he is terrible in his doing toward the children of men. You know, when the church obeying God, the Lord will deal with the enemies of the church in a terrible way. When we fully submit ourselves to God and obey him, God will deal with our enemies in a horrifying way, in order to oppose them, in order to subdue them. When the people of God, they left Egypt, The Lord had worked miracles in their lives. In the book of Exodus, chapter 15, And verse 14 and 15 say about the work of God when He departed the Red Sea and let His people walk into the dry land here. And then when the army of Pharaoh followed Him, they were heard and they were buried in the water of the Red Sea. The people shall hear and be afraid. Sorrow shall take hold on the inhabitants of Palestine. Then the dukes of Edom shall be amazed. The mighty men of Moab, trembling, shall take hold upon them. All the inhabitants of Canaan shall melt away. And also the Lord, not only He opened the Red Sea, but He opened also the river of Jordan, and His people, they pass into a dry land in Joshua chapter 5 and verse 1. And it came to pass when all the kings of the Amorites, which were on the side of Jordan westward, and all the kings of the Canaanites, which were by the sea, hear that the Lord had dried up the waters of Jordan from before the children of Israel until we were passed over, that their heart melted, neither was their spirit in them anymore because of the children of Israel. Here they melted away. They were terrified by the terrible work of God and what they had seen and what they had witnessed of the, what they had heard of the great miracle that God done to His people. And He say here, He turned the sea in verse 6, Psalm 66 and verse 6. He turned the sea into dry land. They went through the flood on foot. There did we rejoice in Him. Yes, we rejoice in Him because of the marvelous things that He had done to us. He submitted our enemies. He dealt with them. He is terrifying them. And we are commissioned today to preach the gospel of Jesus. This Psalm 66 and verse 4 say, all there shall worship Thee and shall sing unto Thee. They shall sing to Thy name. This is a prophetic message about the gospel of Christ that will be a praise to all the nation, and they will worship Him and they will submit themselves to Him. Book of Revelation chapter 14 verse 6 and 7. And say, and I saw another angel lie in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel, to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people, saying with a loud voice, fear God. Hallelujah. That is the message. To fear God. After all the terrible things He is doing, the message is to fear God, to submit to Him, and give glory to Him. For the hour of His judgment has come, and worship Him that made heaven and earth, and the sea and the fountain of waters. And if we go back to the Psalm 66, and we will read further to understand how the fear of the Lord developed in our life. He ruleth by His power, that's verse 7, forever. His eyes behold the nations, yet not the rebellious exalt themselves. Here the warning that God is sending. He ruled by His power forever. Let not the rebellious, let not those who are arrogant try to prevail or exalt themselves against God. there will be subduity, there will be Christ, and we, as we continue to humble ourselves, as we continue to submit ourselves to Him, He will do miracles and wonders and save us and deliver us from all kind of pressure and persecution and troubles. Oh, bless our God, you people, and make the voice of His praise to be heard. Hear the psalmist inviting the other people who are fearing God. He is inviting the church. He is inviting us today to bless the Lord and to make the voice of His praise to be heard, to sing to Him, to worship Him, to serve Him, to acknowledge His righteousness, to acknowledge all the great works that He has done in our lives. And we will read now from verse 9 to verse 12. How the Lord will develop the fear of God in our life. The Lord sent Christ Jesus our Lord to die for us, to take away our sin when He died on the cross, and to give us eternal life. And He wants us to have fear on Him. How the fear of God developed in our life. In verse 9, which holdeth our soul in life, and suffereth not our feet to be moved. God will sustain us in the troublesome time. He will hold our souls. He will not allow us to slip or to lose the direction. He will not allow our feet to be moved from the direction. He will sustain us during the hard and terrible time. In verse 10, for thou, O God, hast proved us, thou hast tried us as silver, as silver is tried. Here the Lord will use the trials, the hardship, the difficulties, the problems, the persecution in order to prove us, to try our faith and to refine us as the silver is refined and is to prove. The same way God is using these things to prove our faith and our life and how that is the way He tries us. In verse 11, thou brought us into the net. Thou laidest affliction upon our loins. Here, as the bears are caught in a net, God allow us to fall into certain trouble, as we had said, in order to prove us. He allow affliction on our loins. The affliction usually fall on the body and causes difficulties, but the affliction on the loins is on our souls, on our feelings, our emotions. And also what He mean by loins, We understand by loins is that our children, our descendants, who are not yet born, they are also being involved with the trials that the Lord had ordained for us and ordained for them in order to know Him and in order also to fear Him and walk in His way. In verse 12, thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but thou broughtest us out into a wealthy place. Here, what he said, the psalmist, he allowed men to ride over our heads, those in order to be an insult to us, to humble us, to humiliate us. This is God allow these things to come into our life to make us humble down, to make us humiliated. And also, He said we went through fire and through water. Fire and water, different kind of troubles that God allow in our lives. Different kind of trials. And certain time, There's a problem, finish another, after that another problem. Problem after a problem, trial after a trial, in order that God will break our pride and humble us and make us to be changed and to give way for Him to rule and reign over our life. And that's how the fear of God will be developed in our life. But Thou broughtest us out into a wealthy place. After we pass this process of training, of discipline, of strictness of God in our life, after we are tried and approved, after we are developing the fear of God, after we decided to follow the right way of God, then the Lord will say here, you brought us out into a wealthy place, into a place of bounty, into a place of peace, and once again, God restore us back to the normal life after we develop the fear of God. And after we have the fear of the Lord, then the followings will be developed in our life. We will do the following things. Verse 13, I will go into thy house with burnt offerings. I will pay thee my vows. Those who fear God, they have high regard to God's church. They know that they should show that they fear God, and they publicly known that those people, they fear God and they walk according to His ways. And He say here, with a burnt offering, I will pay thee my vows. We go to His church to bring burnt offerings. The meaning of burnt offerings is that you fully surrender your life to God, your will, all what you have, your plans, your possessions, the material things, all what you have, you will be the one to surrender it fully to God. And here in the second part of the verse 13, I will pay thee my vows. These are the vows, these are the commitment, the commitments, the things that you have promised God to give and to do while you were passing through trials. You are promising God, Lord, I will do this, just take me out from the trials. In verse 14, which my lips, about the vows, which my lips have uttered, and my mouth has spoken when I was in a trouble. He say here that these vows develop when you pass through troubles. When there's a fire, there's water, there's, you are trapped in the net, you are attacked, you are persecuted, and you are attacked by dangerous men. These vows you will utter to God at that time. And that's how the fear of the Lord develop. And after God relief you, now you are going to fulfill what you had vowed and what you have promised to Him. In verse 15, what more else the man who fear God, what he will do? He say, I will offer unto thee burnt sacrifices of fatlings with the incense of rams. I will offer bullocks with goats. Here the man who fear God offer perfect sacrifices to the Lord, not lean and also rejected animals, but a fat and perfect animals they should bring to God. We should bring the best of our offering and sacrifices, the best of our lives unto the Lord. What He mean with the answers of rams? Rams is represent the Lord Jesus Christ in our life. All what we give to God, all what we do to God, it should be in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, who died on the cross for our sin to give us eternal life. With incense, incense is a prayer. All our prayers should be in the name of Jesus and according to His word. And I will offer bullocks with goats. Come, verse 16, come and hear, all ye that fear God. I will declare what He hath done for my soul. Here again he will tell to the people how God did miracles in his life, what God did to him, how the fear of God developed in his life. In verse 17, I cried unto Him with my mouth, and He was exalted with my tongue. Here he hear the psalmist. He confessed that he cried to God. He was crying to God with his mouth. And the Lord answered him. You know, such kind of cry is a cry of repentance. When he repented of his sin, he cried to God. And the Lord was exalted in his tongue when he confessed his sin and he renounced him. And God accepted him. That is the cry that he cried to God. And that's what he wants to tell. Come. Come and hear, all ye that fear God. And I will declare what he had done for my soul. How this man developed the fear of God. What God did to him. And in verse 18, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Here he declared to them, God, hear my cries of repentance, because if there is a sin still in my heart, God will not listen to me. But verily, verse 19, verily God had heard me. He had attended to the voice of my prayers. Here he declared an assurance that God had heard him. Hear his prayers, accepted his repentance, reconciled with him, and brought him back. He heard the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, which hath not taken away my prayer, nor his mercy from me. He declared to them that God did not take his mercy and his love, but he accepted him. He accepted him as the righteous man who did right, who repented. He was restored, he was accepted, not because he is good, but because God is good in his life. That is how God allowing trials in your life. Now reflect on yourself. Where you are in these stages that we spoke about, how the fear of God to develop in your life. Where you are. You are the beginning and the mid. You relay the message in your life. You need to continue to the end. Allow God to try you, to refine you, to discipline you, to correct you. Accept the restriction. Accept the fire, accept the waters of the trials. Accept the men to ride on your head. Accept to be in the nets until God's work to be done in your life. The trials will continue. And until you surrender your will and your plan and what you want to do, only for him and forever and ever. Let's all stand. Stand in God's presence. Start to renounce your sins, your own wrongdoing, your own ways of life, your iniquities, your own will. Surrender your will to God. And if you are in trials and difficulties, commit yourself. Use it. Make a commitment to God. Make a vow. That you are there while you are in trials and difficulties. Come to the Lord. Make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands. Sing forth the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. All there shall worship thee, O Lord, and shall sing unto thee. They shall sing to thy name, Majesty, Lord. Let us worship him, Lord. Let us worship in his majesty for all the great things. He had turned the sea into the dry land. They went through the flood on foot. There did we rejoice. O God, he ruled by his power forever. Yes, O God, you ruled by power the nations forever and ever. Lord, bless the Lord, you people. And make the voice of his praise to be heard. Thank you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We magnify you, O God. We adore you, Lord.
Unto Jesus.
us your life. Thank you for this wonderful time you give us. Yes, O God, uphold us with your grace. Hold our soul, O God, to go on and save us. Take your word and spread it, O God, that reaches the rest of our church members. We bless you, Lord. We magnify you. O God, bless us. Enlarge our territory to hand with us. Keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
I want to be with you. I want to be.